What a pleasure it is to welcome a guy who will be appearing April 20th at 11:30 in the morning at econclub.org. That's where you go for more information, econclub.org. He is a former CEO and now author and involved in venture capitalism and all of that. But he wasn't just a former CEO. He was a former CEO of General Electric. That's a big job. And he did a good job in a very tough position. He is the former ninth chairman of General Electric, served as CEO for 16 years, now a partner at NEA, and the author of a new book that I'm sure you're going to want to read called Hot Seat, What I Learned Leading a Great American Company. Jeff Immelt, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Hey, thanks, Paul. It's really an honor to be with you.
Well, it's my honor. You're the one that's been named one of the world's best CEOs three times by Barron's. And you followed, like I did, you followed a legend, and you kept GE, or got it named maybe for the first time, America's Most Admired Company by Fortune magazine, and one of the world's most respected companies in polls by Barron's and the Financial Times. It's hard to follow up a run like that, but you've done it with this incredible book.
Well, thanks, Paul. So, again, being a legend like you are in Detroit is a high honor. So I have a great affection for your town and for all the people that listen to you. But, look, I wanted to write a book because I wanted to talk about really a complicated era in the U.S., particularly from a business standpoint, and what it felt like to follow a great CEO in a complicated GE story. I wanted to tell that story in a complete way. And I also think, you know, Paul, as we're dealing with COVID and, you know, all the volatility in our life today, that kind of all leadership it comes through crisis and volatility. And, you know, I could tell that story from a firsthand standpoint, and that's really what I tried to do in the book.
And you had to do really extensive change at General Electric, this incredible, iconic company. And change doesn't come easy for non-iconic companies. It's even harder with legendary companies like General Electric. That had to be an education in itself.
Yeah, look, I mean, I followed, a leader named Jack Welch, who's a great leader, but the 80s and 90s were just so different than what we've confronted over the past 15 or 20 years, from 9/11 to the financial crisis with technical revolution and the role of China and all the things that have gone on in the world. So the job of leadership was very different. And, I think we drove a lot of change successfully, but it didn't all work. And what I try to do in the book, Paul, is talk about things that worked and things that didn't work and what we learned through each. And I think by being really candid and really raw, it helps your listeners and the readers kind of get a sense for what it really feels like to lead during a time of great change.
As you said, following 9/11, following economic devastation of the 2008 to 2009 financial crisis, an increasingly globalized world and competition, and you do take a real hard look at a kind of a rigorous, candid interrogation of yourself and your tenure, detailing for the first time, as far as I know, Jeff Immelt, the proudest moments and the biggest mistakes. Overall, how did you rate yourself?
You know, I hired a co-writer. Paul, and she talked to almost 80 people. And so I was able to look at every situation, and it's in detail. So how would I rate myself? I'd say it's complicated. There were good things, you know, in terms of the company's position in our industries and the earnings and the leaders we developed. There were not so good things. The stock price didn't work. We had challenges in succession. So, you know, I really wanted to tell a complete story, not so much for myself, but for the people that I worked with. But I also think, Paul, you know, typically books on business tend to be, you know, let me tell you how perfect I was. that's not real world. You know, real world is, it's a challenge. You have to persevere. Some things work, some things don't. And I felt like I could speak to that in a way that would be meaningful to your listeners and to the readers.
What Jeff Immelt has written as a former chairman of GE in Hot Seat, What I Learned Leading a Great American Company, is the obvious part of one of the more crucial elements of leadership is the willingness to make decisions, but it's even more difficult. You may know what you need to do, but you need to know when to do it.
Particularly in a crisis, you know, Paul, like during the financial crisis, really every decision you made was, every decision we made was critical. They came at you day after day. You had to change your mind frequently. And only the people that were willing to make the tough calls ended up surviving. So those are the kinds of situations you're in. You know, look, I look from afar at people like Mary Barra, who I have great respect for, and the kind of decisions she has to make around GM in terms of new technology and where to make products and things like that. And again, I think that by describing to readers the decisions you made, why you made them, how you felt when you made them, whether they worked or didn't work, I just think is the kind of context that people need, particularly in a moment of time like this.
Well, I'll tell you what, people who join you virtually April 20th, 11:30 in the morning, go to econclub.org for more information, econclub.org. People are going to certainly enjoy what you have to say in your new book, Hot Seat, What I Learned Leading a Great American Company, and in your retelling of all of the stories, some of which we know, but we didn't know the real behind-the-scenes part of it at General Electric, and you're going to tell us. And I say good for you, Jeff Immelt, because you ended up there. You had thumbs up and thumbs down, but you weren't called Jeff the Knife, which I think is a good thing. I know that Jack Welch used that and carried it around with honor, but he was not, as it turned out, he wasn't as well liked by the employees that found out why he was called Jack the Knife at General Electric. And the same can't be said for Jeff Immelt, and I think that's a plus.
Well, thanks, Paul. I really, I love Detroit. My wife grew up there. I've always enjoyed my time at the Detroit Economic Club. I've got a lot of friends in town. And, you know, again, I really look forward to meeting you in person and being at the Detroit Economic Club, even virtually.
Well, even you do that virtually and we'll join watching. But next time you're actually in Detroit because your wife needs to come in or you want to come in or whatever, please get in touch with us and we'll bring you in the studio because hopefully we'll one day be back in studios. Or you'll come to my house where I do the show from now, and we'll have another conversation. Congratulations
Thanks.
To you, Jeff,
Thanks,
on everything.
Nice,
Thank
nice
you.
Speaking, and thanks very much. See you. Nice
having you. Jeff Immelt, former chairman of GE, tough job following Jack Welch. But the new book, Hot Seat, What I Learned Leading a Great American Company, is well worth picking up. And tuning in April 20th, 11:30 a.m., econclub.org. EconClub.org as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.